Welcome back. Let me just read this WhatsApp here because the person seems to want to know if I don't have any comments on it. And he's kind of contradicting himself because he starts to say, I will say here, let the church be the church and let the world do as they please. This situation was long in coming, and persons who don't agree in one way or the other should be allowed to have their say, as this is the only way we will know where we are at. Now, I get that part, and I commend him for that. But then he turns around and he says, however, because you have family that are gay does not mean that you have to support their position. So I'm not quite sure how you can bring that in the same message. But prior to that, you're saying that we should allow people, should be allowed to have their say. I was allowed then, sir, to have mine. The individual went on to say, you believe in God, you need to stop making that statement in public until you have a better understanding of what is required of those who decide to follow God. Again, I'm not judging anyone, an individual who is claiming obviously to know a little bit more about God than I do, and I never professed that I do, but is saying that I should stop making this statement in public until I have a better understanding. And then he put a question mark about DNA. He's also saying that basically if you believe in God, you need to stop. Anyway, let's leave that at that, because persons are then asking when Tessa made her comments about DNA, and I made my comments about DNA, a person is now asking if we think that God deliberately made people that way. But that's a totally different discussion. The point is, and I think what triggered all of this, is that there is now a legislation outlawing bigotry in the workplace, and it includes things like religion, sexual orientation, and I believe that we're moving in the right direction. But again, it doesn't mean that we just go wild and we don't have rules. Obviously, we must have rules. But we need to understand that the world is now, or should I say, has always been that way. But people were discriminated against, and they were scared, and they were beaten, and all kind of horrible things just because they felt how they felt, and they had their feelings in an adult relationships. And again, I stress on that because I certainly don't acknowledge, nor will I ever, anything else outside of that in terms of children, etc., because then there could be an argument that people may want to go down a different road, which I don't really care to. However, same-sex relationships is very real. It's 2020. If you look at it, it's probably a third of the population globally, possibly even two-thirds, who actually are saying, look, people have rights, let them live and let God do the rest. And I have a tendency to believe that we need to leave people alone and let them choose who they want to love, as long as it's consenting adults. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 120. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Miss Hick.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm hoping that you'd let me say what I'd like to say without cutting me off, because it seems, hear what I said, it seems to me you seem to have a favorite set of people that talks long, and a set that can't stay as long as they would like. Anyway, I'm only saying it seems to me.
I don't produce a show. I do producer, not me.
Okay, well, whatever. Okay. Now, let me deal with this from a sexual thing, because everybody is wrong. You are wrong. And I would like you to stop sounding like you are saying it's okay. It's not okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do. But what does that have to do with anything?
Hold on. I don't want to hear anymore. God say it's wrong. Hold on. Now we are going to, everybody's going to say that. What's happening now? The Bible, God say it's wrong. What's your talk to that? You're going to tell God that he's wrong too? He's talking foolishness? The Bible says homosexuality is wrong. What are we going to tell the children?
And is that the only thing,
and
sir?
Hold on.
You asked me a question. Let me answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's have a decent conversation here, right?
Okay, go ahead.
Good. You said God said it was wrong.
Yes.
There's a lot of other things that God said was wrong too.
Right.
Do you live your life in a perfect way?
That's not the point.
No, you
that's
see, it ain't the point. No, when I ask you, it's not the point when I ask you.
No, no, no. Most of the people that do that don't believe in God, and I don't have a problem with whether they don't believe in God or not.
But how you know that?
The Bible says it's wrong, and the churches are not talking about it.
All right, okay. What does the church say on adultery?
Huh?
What does the church say about adultery?
And then you are saying, and everybody's saying, oh, man, the born so did not so. Because actually, you're killing people. I'm not saying this right.
Actually, there is a study.
A serial killer did not born that way, yes or no?
Do we have a delay here? Or he can hear me? Pardon? No, I'm just trying to make sure that we have a good connection here, producer. All right, can I speak? Can I respond? Can I respond to that serial killer question?
Yes, I want to ask that.
Right.
How come a serial killer ain't born so too?
But I'm saying to you that studies...
Oh, give me a break.
But, sir, you're not being fair. You're not being fair. Let me speak. If you want to speak, I can respond. One second. I can let you have yours. Let me have mine. You asked me a question. Tessa called about two, three callers ago. She was speaking about people born in that way. And there are some people because of trauma, childhood trauma, that they can present themselves in ways of a serial killer, etc. I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but based on studies and what we've read, there are causes for certain things to happen. Now, that is a far different cry of a person who is being with another person and they fell in love with the same sex. Now, you're asking me about the Bible and that the Bible says things about whether it's good or bad. And I'm saying to you that there are other things in the Bible too. Why are we only stressing on the same sex? There is something called adultery. There's something called stealing. There's something called bearing false witness against thy neighbor. There's something called thou shalt not covet thy ox and ass and anything that is his. Do you live your life like that straight without breaking any rules? Is he still there?
We claim that we're the most Christian-minded people on this planet. We have five over Nate. Well, I should think so.
Mm-hmm. But I want to ask you a question. How do you feel about adultery, sir? You've made it very clear to the whole world how you feel about homosexuality. What is your take on adultery?
How I feel about homosexual?
No. You already told the world how you felt. But how do you feel about...
I'm meant to do with them.
But you just said... No. Hold on. How do you feel about committing adultery? About people who commit adultery? Is that okay?
No, it's not okay.
So should they be held to the fire?
The same thing, but all of them are wrong. So stop trying to make it sound like it is right. All of them are wrong.
All right, I just want to make... I'm just asking. You ask me... And I respect your opinion.
What are you going to tell your children, Joyanne? What are you going to tell the kids? What to tell the kids? Tell my daughter it's okay to bring a girl? Is that you want me to do? Why y'all don't start promoting this foolishness? It's wrong. The Bible says so. The same place that have the most churches, the most Christian-minded people in Bible. Mm-hmm. So when those people come with that crocodile tears, mm-hmm. I don't even want to see them.
So can I ask you one question before you go?
You're nothing to do with
people who engage in same-sex partnerships. So if they need a job, if you can help them in any way, are you saying that you have nothing to do with them? You wouldn't employ them? Nothing of the sort? Is that your position?
Good afternoon, Mrs.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah. Programs like these, this cause persons like that gentleman not finished to call on, which I felt very bad listening to just now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, in the last 4 to 5 years, since I find myself in my vision going, I find myself at home, and I usually have 2 radios with me, because I like to follow news.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, I was listening to Brastas and to the Parliament, and I was low and raised. And the whole day, Tuesday went long, without nothing that came out at me, nothing punched me in my chest, followed it. But then on Wednesday, in the Senate, Mr. Franklin a gentleman who I would like to say, I would like to thank Mr. Affley and God, because I believe God had a conversation with Mr. Affley, and Mr. Franklin near came up. Because I'm telling you, if not for Mr. Franklin in the last 2 years, I don't know what would be, what position about this being. Because the fourth estate, or what we call the medio, is on vacation where this government is concerned. And they're treating this government like a spoiled child. Let me get back to Mr. Franklin. On Wednesday, Mr. Franklin was going through the files, and then I hear him say it, this thing here yesterday, where this come from? And then when he start to read it, you see it? They put this in here yesterday. They bring this thing through the back door. And he went on and on. I don't want to take up all the time. But he went on and on and on. And I still was a little confused, because I wanted to know how the 12-month remote working and same sex get together. But then on Sunday night, I sit and watch my television, and I had two ladies on it, and I understand everything then that Mr. Franklin was saying. How frightening the situation in Barbados is getting, where this same sex situation is going. But then yesterday again now, I sit in now listening to Parliament again, but the House once more. And it was debating now discrimination. And the conversation was going on real nice and saying, coming down. And I started to hear some things that didn't sound right. But then when Mr. Affley got up to speak, the whole thing came to me. Now, I am saying this. I have my children and my grandchildren. Fortunately for me, nannies, you know me, I don't know whether I'm peeping behind nobody. They just never peeped behind homosexuals in all my life that I know about. So that's why I don't understand this big set of hullabaloo in the direction that certain people on this program take it. The problem that people like Alvin have is that if a man wants to be a homosexual, that is his business. If he wants to be a man helper, that is his business. And if a lady wants to be a lesbian, which is a new work, or when I was young, I never heard about a lesbian, but a woman liking a woman, that is their business. The problem I have is taking it to my parliament, making laws, easing them through the back door, to give same-sex people privileges that they didn't have before. And I'm saying this, if this government that the people give 30 seats to believe that lesbians and homosexuals shall have the same rights as a husband and wife, there's nothing wrong with that. What they can do, next election, put it there on the voters' piece of paper, and people could vote yes or no if they want it. Don't force it on people. And that is the part that I'm confused about. I am interested who like man or who like woman, because I was wrong for years and they never do me anything. Not women, homosexuals. I was wrong, because I never know about these lesbian things till lately. But I was wrong homosexuals all my life. And all of them are large to send the day, and they never say me. But I find out that from the time it gets this big problem, business don't like this body, and business don't like that body. And I would like to even ask you, there were three big shows at the stadium that I could remember. You could remember the three of them?
I don't know. You got to be a little bit more specific.
No, I think the biggest was 1982, Ray Plasterboy and Gabby Clash. But there's one that was bigger like that also. It was, I can tell you, the stadium of the breakdown. And it was men dressed like women and see who can win. And I take a fellow named Wilhelmina Ving. He was the brother of a fellow called Irma LaDouche. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you, we Barbadians, for instance, people in my age group, 70 and over, We embrace homosexuals in Barbados all of our life. And now you are getting the lesbians caught. It's the lesbian. You go there, as I do, I have still have a good few homosexual male friends, and they're interested in the same sex. It's the ladies that pushing the same sex thing. And it don't
It's amazing how this topic, and you said, you know, to all of those who are, and a very few, because in the majority of the people are actually in agreement with making sure that we are fair to individuals and that people should not be discriminated against. A lot of people are saying that that's their thing and we need to leave people alone. And of course, there are those who want to tell me that I should stop saying that I believe in God and that, you know, and it's, you know, it's sad. The individuals who are professing to be Christian are the ones with the most hate. Because if you see some of the comments that the Christians are making regarding this particular topic, you will be shocked. And I really thought we were supposed to love thy neighbor as we love ourselves. No one says that you have to accept that this person wants to be, or should I say tolerate it. No one says you have to, people should be pushing it in your face and telling you you need to be this or need to be that. All I believe is being said worldwide is that individuals are here who are attracted to the same sex, adults. Take the intimacy, please, out of it, because there's a lot more to it than just that. To allow them the same rights as everyone else. That is a right to employment. If you happen to know that they're gay, someone on Facebook tagged Mr. Wickham and wanted my name in it. And he said, well, you know, she was lost. She got clean bowl when she was told, if a man put on a dress, what would you say? Should you give him the job or not? I would say that the man has to comply with the rules and the regulations of a uniform. You know, and if he's supposed to wear a uniform, then he's supposed to wear a uniform. You know, so there's some gray areas that we could go all the way to town with this one. But all I am saying, love is love. And if adults choose to be in a same-sex relationship, that is their thing. If they start hurting other people, that's a different situation. I want to know, how does that affect you, the individual, more so now than someone molesting a child, someone spreading fake news that has no lead, can lead to people killing each other and divorce and all these type of things that are really more serious than what individuals do behind.
I would have got me off.
No. You were saying that you were doing this. You were living with with homosexuals for years, and it was never a problem. All you're saying is that the females, and I don't even understand how it becomes a female male thing. All right, yes. Wrap up. I'll let you finish. Last word at you.
Miss Ayers.
Yes, sir.
Let me explain this to you slowly. Barbadians ain't hating the gays. In my life, as I will tell you again, you know anybody would refuse a job because it was gay?
But then don't say that. That's not true.
You know.
Yes,
I'm
I do.
That they ain't
yes,
okay.
I do.
You know people was refused because it was black.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So
why
we got to deal with gay only?
Alvin, I agree with you. Alvin, I'm with you on this. I'm saying this topic is not only about gays. This is about discrimination in its entirety.
I want to finish on this note.
Okay.
The problem that someone like Alvin has, I speak on behalf of me. Mm-hmm. Parliament should not be forcing nothing on people that they don't want. And I'm saying the way that I am from last week, Tuesday and Wednesday last week and yesterday, this administration who have been doing things without coming to the people. Because even the national stature, up to now, they ain't going to see people, you know, a few noisy people want to push down, and it's to push down. They are doing things that had nothing to do with May the 24th, 2018. And this is one. If they want to make same sex, put them at the same level as man and woman, give the people of Barbados a choice to vote on it. And whatever they say, Alvin will go along with.
Okay, Alvin, want to thank you. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back. WhatsApper mentioned something about persons who are gay having to save another person's life if that would be a problem. And I agree with them. Because if a doctor happens to be gay, will you refuse the medical treatment? If a person is an organ donor and you needed a kidney and the person was a match, would you refuse the person's organ? So if you look at it, it's okay for someone gay to save your life when it's convenient for you. But then when that person now is just asking to be treated fairly, to be treated like a human being, to be afforded all of the rights legally that partners can be afforded, is there something wrong with that? You really got to sit down and think about it. And then to the Bible thumpers, and that's basically what I refer to them as, because I'm not going to sit here and feel threatened by you. I do believe in God, and I do unto others as I would want done unto myself. Sometimes I mess up on that one, but then you quickly got to pull back. We're only human. But there's one thing I will continue to advocate for. We are not hurting other people. And I'm not talking about, you know, there are people, they're robbing and killing people. And yes, they need to be brought to justice. And yes, they need to be locked away, whether you see it as a punishment or at least to keep them from society so they can't hurt someone. But when it comes to relationships and adults making decisions, I believe that we need to be fair on this one. You don't have to like it, but let's not be unfair about it. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Ms. Hicks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how are you today?
I'm very good. What about you?
Well, there's also for improvement, as I often say.
Okay.
Right. I have to speak through some things because it's just right now, 15 minutes before I close off. All right, this NIS, I'm here on the ground, and I'm hearing all the comments. Your station is inundated with calls as regarding the NIS and payments. I mean, it's a serious concern. And somebody highlighted that over 40,000 persons being laid off to date. It's a large number. The issue, I am saying, I've made this comment already, and I'm asking Ms. Molly, do not become unpopular. There's certain things, and I know Ms. Molly can't jump into everything, but there's certain things that would take priority. This NIS situation has been going on for some time. I think it's high time that some serious impetus is placed on it to help alleviate the concerns and the cries that we hear. But I leave going to go in the community now and somebody's going to be saying, but we're all so and so. Every minute of the day, it's a serious concern. And I have made the point that NIS cannot be all things to all men. Now, for instance, the NIS elegant group was asking for assistance. Now, when you go cap and hand to the government, everybody's going to go cap and hand to the government. Elegant was going to buy a big set of property here. You must have heard of it. The Elegant Group. Now, how you going to want to go to NIS to get assistance? And you got, a package that can be millions of dollars. I am of the strong, strong view that some of these companies can help assist government by assisting some of the workers. I know somebody's going to contain that, how are you knowing, whatever. I can argue how they know they can't. So let's go there. I mean, it is now becoming, I understand NIS built somebody a $50. What $50? And another thing I'll say quickly too, some of these things and these goings on, Ms. Marley, some things you don't know about some of them, you know. I remember when they were to be laid off, the layoff, and she said, I wonder if this is a... Hello?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. I remember that statement. So my take is, it is of concern and is something that wants a lot of attention and expeditiously as we speak. Because the person over here is crying, they don't have any money, they've still got to foot the bills. Then the creditors, then they might be discredited and all kind of whatever. Mm-hmm. So I am saying this is one that is really heart-wrenching for a lot of people on the island. Now, quickly, the change in government, change of minister, this reshuffle, not change of government, reshuffle. My take is the minister now, Mr. Ian Gooden-Edgell, is with communication works, it is?
Transport and Water Resources.
Right. I'm going to say, Mr. Edgell, I know you're now coming. Your tenure is now going to start. But I've been relentlessly talking about the cut rock here in Orange Hill. Don't let this be one that will be of so much more concern going forward. And the former minister visited Workman's in St. George, and he visited Jordan's, and they were in the papers. These districts were in the papers, and that's not to date, nothing. I mean, to closure and address those situations. You remember, and you said, not to make the minister look, you remember he said that at least if those were highlighted, they could have come and made the minister look good. I think I said that comment. You were the moderator at the time.
I don't recall.
But anyhow. Yeah, but the serious thing of the cut rock here in Orange Hill, every day.
Yes, I remember.
Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. If you want me to prove something to you, I can write the numbers of trucks and buses and this and that reverse.
Well,
per week
you're gonna have to stay on the line and give that to the producer if you want to do that to give the numbers because we do have to wrap up.
Okay, thanks.
A couple of minutes left. Thank you so much. Thanks. Dr. Brastax, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Ms. Hick. How are you?
I am good. What about you?
Not too bad. That phrase, bringing the back door, used by a member of the opposition, is exactly what an attorney general on the BBC said early last year. Mm. This is what he said. He said it would be political suicide. He said that the attorney generals would like, the truly region would like to bring same-sex marriage, but that would be committing political suicide. So they try to bring in the back door. The people in the Pine also heard it because they have already switched over to the BBC also. So they're fooling about it. Now, are you aware that there's certain what we call disabilities which can be chemically induced?
Such as things that cause.
For example, a few years ago, there was a big lawsuit where some people won a case against a pharmaceutical company because their mothers had taken the morning sickness pill and it led to them having missing arms, etc.
Well, there's a lot of different drugs that can cause a lot of things to unborn babies and to big adults, yeah.
Right. Now, let's go to East Germany. East German farm athlete said that when the war was up, they were given a number of drugs to try to make them win. You know, they have the big drug scandal in Russia and in East Germany. This is what she also said. This is also is on the BBC. It's also on the internet. The same East German project. He said it led to sexual confusion in some of the female athletes to the point where they actually changed their sex. Have a good day. Something to ponder on.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You too. Down to Brass Tacks, 10 to 2 on our way to the home stretch. You're on the air. Yes.
Hi, Salam. Israel here.
Sorry, who's this?
Israel,
yes. How are you? Yeah.
Hi, I'm cool.
Good.
I see you had a real good conversation not too long about the Bible and homosexual stuff.
No,
and Christians.
No, yeah, well, let's just leave it at people, but you got to be quick because we got a full board and I want to get two more calls.
This is going to be very great. The guy that called in and thought about the Bible, he is totally correct, but still, if the Christians read Leviticus and the homosexuals read Leviticus, everyone read Leviticus, we see that we are all doing things that is wrong. So don't just cherry pick which one that other people doing. True. Don't look at yourself. You understand? Yes, homosexual is wrong. You said here adultery, fornication. I mean, everything that we do is wrong.
Coveting, bearing false witness.
All of that. Let me just only want to read 2 lines. You understand me?
But that's the thing. What is the fixation over just that one thing? It seems as if everything else is okay, but just know that one thing is not.
Not crossing. Years ago, it was Christian. It was being a Christian years ago. No, it was not years ago. But now, they bring that in. Right? Whoever want to bring it, whoever want to live by it, that is their choice. You understand? Mm-hmm. Most they give us our choice. Right? But what I don't like about it is if they want to teach the young children it, just like if a murderer want to teach a young child how to kill or a young child how to steal. That is my point on it.
Israel, I can agree. There was a situation in the States, in California, where there was, I think they were reading this book to primary school, kindergarten.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And I did not agree with it. And I'll tell you why.
Nah.
You don't, when it's time to teach about the birds and the bees, you know. Each child moves at a different pace. So your child may be 13 and still mentally kind of still childish. So you go like, he's not ready yet for that talk. I am not saying that you should not have that talk. But no child at 3 years old, I believe, should have that. Because everything has to be age appropriate. So we're saying that you can have that discussion, but just not at 3 years old.
But you know what? I'm doing this one quick. You know, a couple of years ago, there was a guy in Africa. He had some so-called warriors, and he was teaching four-year-olds to kill. It is the same way. It is not right.
There's a person here saying that reading the Bible is one thing, understanding is another. But somebody here is saying, I'm sure you have children. You won't want them to have a same-sex partner. People are something
not
else.
Not only same-sex partner.
It's not.
If I had a child, I won't want my child to see that I'm running around from one woman to the next woman to the next woman to the next woman.
Same thing.
That is not good.
But the question is, whether or not you agree with it, would you not still love your child regardless? You know? But anyway, we want to thank you for that contribution. And I'm hoping that people don't just go down the road about this. This is a real discussion, yes. It is one that we all have to face in this country and not hide from it anymore. And I'm glad that the bill was passed, because the bill is not just about sexual orientation. It's about many other types of bigotry. But it's unfortunate that people only see in this one side, but we'll take another call. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Joanne.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Pretty well.
You're in very late.
Yeah, well, I've been listening. Some I'm in agreement with, and others I'm not in agreement with.
Mm-hmm.
My little two cents is that Barbados has become a permissive society. I say that because I've seen the changes in my lifetime of what Barbadians are capable of doing now that they would not have done years ago. I mean, I talk about in the open. One of the things that we must understand fully that we are copiers. We copy everything that we see and hear in terms of the international world. For example, we can't condemn the homosexuality or the lesbianism. When we sit in our drawing rooms and we watch pictures of commercials of lesbianism and homosexual, where you see two men kissing in a commercial, and I tell you what to use if you have AIDS, and women, because we have to understand that there's certain things that as a society is not for us. As a society, we can't condemn. I think when all over the world, we have found ourselves, and I'm going to say we found ourselves where Barbados can be said as having one of the first same-sex marriages. You know, one time it would not have been that. It would have been Barbados has some of the best cricketers in the world. Barbados has some of the best winners in the world. But it's the same sex. It's a society. And I think that until we could understand, we had to have to make up our minds where we want to go. You can't condemn the church, because quite recently you saw within the newspaper of a priest murdering another person in the church in the United States. So we're picking up things that are happening across the world, and we're trying to impose the things there, but we can't accommodate it.
Okay, Mark, I want to thank you. We'll take one more call. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Joanne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am glad that this discussion came up today, and I hope that next time you're on, you would flush it out early so that I can make a contribution. But what I would like to say, I would like the government to remove the Buggery Act from on the statute books, and that would be a good beginning. I don't want to hear about
I actually said that during the lunch break to someone, that what we'll have to do is to remove that first.
Remove that first.
And then move forward.
We don't need any referendum. Mm-hmm. Go to Parliament and make it legal. Mm-hmm. And anyone who is in the ministry that does not want to marry same sex, ask them to send in their resignation. I'm talking with church now. Mm-hmm. If they can't marry a same sex persons or persons, resign and give up your certificate as a priest. And let us get let people get on with their lives. That's what Marcia Callie was saying. You don't have to concern about what goes on in the boy's bedroom. You want children to learn, and everybody have an opportunity to live.
Yeah, share information with our children when it's age appropriate, number one. Number two, treat people like human beings. Respect their choice as adults, because, again, I have to say adults because people are going down a different road about children. Children cannot make decisions for themselves. Hence, this is why they have to wait until they're older. And when they're older, then they can decide what they want to do with their lives. It's sad that I've seen some comments and heard some things that from people who call themselves Christian, and some things that didn't go out on the air. And it was kind of hurtful to see that people think that about other individuals. And I'm hoping as we move forward in a very strange world in strange times, that we just look at each other and we just respect each other and accept each other for who we are, in particular those who are not doing anything to hurt one another. And I think that's the key. When you make a choice and it's not hurting anyone, dear God, then leave it alone. Let God then decide what he wants to do with individuals when that time comes. Because I can assure you, all of these callers, all of these WhatsAppers, John, even Larry coming in, everything that we do here, people will not be present when Judgment Day comes. It will never be between you and them, or me and them. It's going to be between you and God. So while we're here, let's just start to promote peace. Let's start to avoid the violence. Let's speak out against things that hurt each other, as opposed to speaking out about things that have nothing to do with you. It doesn't hurt you. It's the freedom of people choosing who they want to be as adults in the privacy of their home, and afford them the things, legal things, like other people can get in marriages, et cetera, et cetera.